Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to say a few words about the contribution of ISAR towards harmonization, I think, with the question raised and what could be done further. So one of our efforts, as indicated by our chair, is to bring the key standard setters around the room, like we have done yesterday, today, and in the coming day tomorrow also, and look at the challenge and see what can be done to address. So I think one of the main themes for our session was how do we transition from interoperability to full harmonization. And the process is ongoing. Thank you for being with us and again raising this point. But if we rewind the clock a little bit and see where things were a few years ago, especially at the time when the SDGs were adopted, the typical terminology at that time was the alphabet soup of standards around the world on sustainability reporting. And the work that ISAR has done in this area is really to bring the key players and to demonstrate how this can be done. And the core indicators, the guidance on core indicators that ISAR published is one way of illustrating how harmonization can be achieved. So we see that there is still room to go further. We have had here with us the ISSB, EFRAG, and again, we will have some more discussion on this topic later on this afternoon and tomorrow, how to leverage technology in this area. So the effort is ongoing. I think we have come quite a long way from where things were, but with your support, we will also one day see, I think some of our colleagues yesterday were mentioning the need for us to carry different adapters when we travel to different parts of the world. So someday, probably we will have one global plug for sustainability reporting. But thank you again for raising the challenge, and we stand ready to facilitate this process.